Open the door. Daddy's home.
Welcome back to the Daddy's Home podcast with Johnny and Josh, where we catch up and talk about our recent experiences as new dads tackling parenthood head on.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, please be sure to like, follow, and share it with a few of your mates.
Alrighty-o, let's rip in.
We're both
new dad and dad to be.
Dad to be, dude. Yeah. I was thinking about it the other night. Fuck, there's no tutorials or anything, eh? Like, you go from not having kids. You'd understand more than me. You'd go from not having kids to then having kids.
Yeah.
It's full on, dude. And the fact that, like, if you want to get any licenses or anything, I heard that the other day. If you want to get your car license or something, you've got to, you know, sit for your L's or whatever when you're 16, have it for a year and drive with someone. It's not like, all right, before you have a kid or when you have the kid, you're going to do this with your parents for a year. And then after that, you can go off to do anything.
You've got to be changing with mum and dad.
And you've got to pass a test.
I don't know if I would at the moment. Changed about 240 in the past week.
I was saying to Darcy the other day, I've never changed a nappy.
Get the fake doll out.
Oh, bro. There's shit everywhere. It's fake shit.
In the hospital, actually pretty good. They showed you how to...
Did you go something beforehand?
Yeah, we went to like one pre-maternal class, which was good. Our situation's a bit different because we've got twins, so everyone was practicing. We were practicing with the one baby, and that was easy enough. But when it's actually alive and there's another one screaming off to the side, that becomes a bit more difficult.
A bit more going on, eh?
Yeah, a bit more going on. But I had it down pat. I reckon first 3 days in, you routinely change them like every 3 hours. You've got to like feed them, change them, like etc. And then you might get a 2 hour nap in between if you're lucky. So what was that? 3 times 8, 24 times 2.
48.
Yeah, yeah. It was good stuff. I was an expert after the first 3 days.
Yeah, it was the first 2-3 days, and you'd get a pretty down pack to change so many.
At first, you're like, where does this bit stick to and whatnot? But and even the procedure for when you've taken the nappy off and you chuck it in the bin, nailed it. Know exactly how to fold it up, keep the odour in, reduce the smell.
You're like a McDonald's worker wrapping up a cheeseburger.
Literally. Oh, and I tell you what, my son, Austin, we called him Cheese for the first 2 months because they were bright yellow and they smelt like cheese, mate. Not that anyone wants to hear this.
That's just what I'm looking forward to. Actually, Parker, one of my mates, turned around the other day and he goes, wait until you see the first shit that comes out. It'll horrify you.
Oh, it's like black tar.
Yeah, that's exactly how he described it, eh? So I'm looking forward to that.
Stiff, it's nasty, it's dry.
Oh, at least not runny. It's all good fun.
It's funny, like, I'm a bit of a hygiene freak, one of my many traits. And
that's a bad thing, eh?
Oh, terrible. But in this case, like, at first I thought about, oh, no, vomit, what sort of stuff. But weirdly, don't care at all. I'm covered in vomit by the end of the day, and that doesn't bother me.
Oh, dude, imagine the washing loads. Oh, the washing loads. You'd get through it, having two as well, let alone one.
Thankfully, my wife does some real heavy lifting whilst I'm at work, and
that's good, eh?
I come home and there's bucket loads of washing to be hung up, but we make fun of it, do it together, watch a little bit of TV.
Dude, I think that's what the whole process is going to be like, especially you see a lot of couples when they have kids, they don't share the load. It'll be like the dad goes to work, puts in the hours, then he comes home and the stereotypical, oh, I just want to sit down and relax. But it's like the missus, especially Mon, she'd have her hands full all day. Yeah. Like, she's not chilling at home doing nothing while you're working. So when you get home, she, like we said before, she'd 100% appreciate your help. She doesn't want a break. She probably does, but there is no time to break, especially with you having two.
She's working twice as hard as I am.
Yeah, dude.
If I think I'm tired after a big day, I've got nothing on her.
But there's no, like... Yeah, there's no right and wrong way to do it. Or there's... They haven't actually... No one's ever taught anyone like you. There's no there's a stereotypical, like, I don't know, I guess when our parents were growing up, you know, the men go out and make the money and the female stays at home, which is, it's hard. It's hard work, and you see why a lot of relationships break down over that. So it's pretty cool how
100%.
You're doing the right thing in that aspect.
Just got to work through it at the moment, I think. Every family's different. All babies are different. All situations are different. So
definitely. How old are the twins now?
8 months. 8 months last week. So it's flown by when you think about it.
Mate, we were in magic round getting into our work.
Yeah, the month before that was due. That was a good time. That was my last hurrah.
That was a great hurrah.
My last hurrah.
That'll come up later.
I was last man standing episode. About day three. Last one standing. I'm at the cast by myself. Everyone's in bed.
Clean it up.
Soft.
You go, mate. Here's $100. Come back with something.
Came back with nothing.
Came back with cuddles.
Standing. Yeah, that's true. Bears. And I was snoring my head off. So is that too?
Look, that's Jez's problem. I was next door.
You were joining me from memory.
Yeah, apparently I was snoring my head off as well.
No magic round this year.
Yeah, Darcy's due in the same month.
Yeah, young Keithy on the way.
Keith.
Name locked in. Strong name.
He'll be a tradie.
Yeah. Oh, he'll be a man's man. I think when you think about it, he'll be a man's man.
Imagine if, like, those old names are just, they're dwindling, aren't they? I want to bring it back.
I don't know. I feel like we're going to have a second wave of, you know, your names like a Keith or a Shane or Steve. I reckon they'll start to have that comeback as people who had parents of those names, they start to have kids, and it'll be like, you know, in honour of them.
You see it a lot in like middle names at the moment.
True. Mm. Yeah. True. Keith might make second name cut then, if it doesn't make the first.
Hmm. Be good if it did.
Yeah. So you got a few more months? 4 months?
Yeah, May, dude. Yeah. Not too long
counting
now.
Counting down.
Yeah, it'd be good.
How's the wife going?
She's going good, not a wife. Sorry. Yet. Don't say that. No, fire out, I'll get in trouble there.
How's Dust doing?
She's doing really well. We talk about it a lot in regards to, like, you know how you hear the stereotypical, like, oh, your missus is pregnant. Sorry. Your missus is pregnant, you know, real moody and this and that. I don't know if Darcy's just always moody made or... Nothing's changed.
Exactly. She's actually tamed down.
Yeah, if anything, hey, she's chilled out, which is great. It's good. Well, considering this weekend, that's a big one.
Yeah, so what, her birthday tomorrow? So
her birthday on Saturday tomorrow, and we've got...
What do you got planned?
We got a...
Romantic... Future husband, future dad.
Yeah, man, I went for the works. Got everything planned, mate. What,
box booked, race course, wine and dine.
Wine and dine.
You're just missing one thing. The birthday girl.
The birthday girl's going out for dinner with her friends and her mum, which is good. She'll enjoy that. She'll enjoy it. But yeah, big bucks day tomorrow. Yeah, the hard thing will be to not kick on like most of my horses will, I think.
Yeah, especially when you're in a pocket full of cash after winning a heap.
Oh, yeah. And around a few of the boys who don't... great value.
Mm.
Great value.
So what's the plan? You're heading up to Sydney?
Yeah, so we'll head up to Sydney tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. or something, the bus leaves. And from there, dude, whew, how many beers would you get on a bus trip that goes for an hour at 10 a.m? Oh, no. to an open bar when you get there, no. Too. Like, we got the box.
Oh, that's unreal. At Randwick?
Yeah, at Randwick.
Oh, elite.
It's meant to be a good day. All day. Too. Yeah.
You started looking at the form guide?
Haven't yet. I've got sent a few.
Okay, so you might have a few tips.
Mm. So what are you like with the races during the day, man? Do you go early or do you wait until later on, like race 5, race 6? No, there's always roughies the first few.
I think you got to hit the roughies early. Try and get your account up. Once your account's up, then the whole day is set to be a great one.
Mm.
Or you could just plot along and it'd be a steady, good day. But we're not here for that.
Nah, you just want to rip in, don't you?
Yeah, I think you rip
in. Make it worth it.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, after that, I'm getting picked up and we'll just come home.
So what time's pick up?
Oh,
Darcy?
Yeah, I've been set the curfew. It's actually, she's only going for dinner pretty much 15 minutes away in Surrey Hills, around the corner.
Yeah, okay.
So the big test will be for me.
What's the likelihood you're not ready to go when your birthday girl wants to go?
Once I get a few beers into me too, I'll be roaring and ready. If all the boys are on too, the likelihood of me going is slim.
Yeah. Something will happen, the phone will die or get lost or something
like that. I was worried about today. Like, you bet on your phone the whole time.
Yeah.
It chews up the battery. Yeah. By 7 o'clock...
You don't want to walk around with one of those, like, pocket... whatever they call it, chargers or something like that.
Hey, mate, can I use your charging station?
Oh, imagine that. Me and Kane prepared.
So, hopefully, in all seriousness, I probably shouldn't. There'd be a long trek home on the Sunday, wouldn't it?
It would be.
It's a long way back.
Are you staying up in Sydney, though, on the Saturday?
The rest of the boys are. Darcy's coming home. Oh, we're not going back. On the Saturday night, we'll probably stay at her mum's or her friend's. Oh,
that's right. So, halfway.
Yeah, local, yeah. Nice.
And have you got something planned for her? For her or not?
For a birthday. Yeah. We'll probably do something Sunday, Arvo.
Yeah, nice.
We've already done gifts and stuff like that. It's a hard one, eh? Like, we talk about it all the time. Like, we don't really do things big for each other on birthdays and stuff like that. It's definitely something we have to work on. Yeah. I'm looking forward to when we have kids, and then that'll be a big thing.
Mm.
Like, celebrating mum's birthday, celebrating their birthday.
Yeah, they get to get involved and pick things or make things or
make
the birthday card.
Do you look forward to that stuff a lot? Like, yeah, especially definitely. With the twins, definitely. Mate. Maybe in a year or two. Yeah. Oh, probably a bit longer. Probably 3 years old.
It hasn't always been my strong suit, gift giving or planning ahead, I think, in general. I often get to like a special occasion, like a Valentine's Day or a birthday, and find myself scrambling because I've just yeah, haven't given myself the time to organise something. Whereas Monique's the opposite.
It's typical male, mate.
I know. She often tells me one of her long love language, is that it? Love languages is like gift giving, and like she's great at it. Anyone's birthday or Christmas or whatever it may be, she's always got things sorted to the point where I'll be like, oh, it's that person's birthday tomorrow. Thankfully, she's prepared this box of, you know, the Darcy pack with things that she likes or enjoys, and
dude,
things
like that. Dude, she killed it at our baby shower.
She's just awesome. Just loves it.
Yeah,
so I'm thankful there, but it's something I need to be better at. And I think having the kids growing up, they're going to want to go out shopping and picking things for mum and making things and writing cards and all that sort of stuff. So yeah, I can't wait for that. That's when I'll tap into my potential of gift giving, I think. Until then, it's been pretty average. Or it's been hit and miss.
Do you feel like the I feel like the first few years would just be like a first year or two would just be like a grind of stuff like that, hey? Stuff not like that.
Mm.
You purely just in the trenches with each other, like you said before, changing your nappies.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I feel like now that the babies are more mobile and whatnot, it changes. The first, 2 months or so, it very much felt like you're in the trenches just from fatigue, because they want to have a bottle every few hours and whatnot, and having two, that meant we're both getting up together, which was awesome. Look back on it, loved it. But it also meant that you're very tired, and you know, getting 4 hours sleep in a row felt like, you know, incredible when we finally got it. Now that they're at the age they're at now, when the challenges are different, they're trying to crawl around and get to things and grabbing things off. You've got to now start watching what they're, you know, trying to put in their mouth, or they're trying to eat solid food. So it's like trying to get them used to that and feeling and tasting. But
what age do you reckon was where the flipping point was, where you get more of a reaction and stuff, like the 4 month, 5 month, a bit later?
Yeah, I think they're both different. And the reactions are different too. Like, one of them just loves, you know, jumping up and down and being thrown around to a degree in the air. The other one likes cuddles, or likes Monique's noises that she makes and things like that. So they're all going to be different. But I think every stage is awesome, and it just keeps getting better. So that's the best part. It's not a case of, oh, you know, we're out of the baby stage. You know, sure, we'll miss it and whatnot, won't get it again. But it's how good's this stage we're in now. And you know, they're starting to stand up by themselves and, just awesome. So good.
Sounds like, a very good experience. I like how, like you said before, how you two are doing it. Just going in together and doing it together, that's a big thing.
Yeah, for the most part. There's certainly days where, you know, I should do more, wish I could do more. My head will hit the pillow, I'll be like, oh, I forgot to do that.
Can't be as hard on yourself. Like we said before, you're working full time.
Yeah, one of those things, trying to get the balance right. I think the big part is, you know, that big change of the family comes first now and whatnot. Whereas up until, you know, this point, to a degree, it was always, you know, what am I wanting to get after? Or I want to go do that tomorrow on the weekend. Whereas now that big consideration is to, well, what do the kids want to do? What does mom want to do? Let's go out together and do those sort of things. So it's just that slight tweak, which is great. And then it means making time for friends and family just becomes all more important, because it's more special, or it's maybe not as just freely, you know, available as it once was. Let's be honest, the reason we're sitting here using a mic is just because we want to spend time together.
Boys club.
So we'll just tell the wags, hey, we're going to go record a podcast. Really, we're just hanging out.
That's that we got no beers, mate. That's the only issue. First potty and no beers. Yeah. It's tragic, isn't it? Would you, do you have any advice for, say, for someone like myself going forward into having a child? Like you said before, one of the biggest pills to swallow would be, it's not about you anymore. You can't just get up the next day and do whatever you like. It's, all right, what do we need to do as a family? Because it's hard for some blokes, because they'd have a child and then still go into that, fall into that trap again of, oh shit, all the boys are down at the pub. Like, I just want to go down to the pub. Like, why can't I go down? Or, hey, we're all playing cricket tomorrow. Oh, I can't do that. Like, I've got other things to do. Or,
yeah, I don't know if I got any advice, as in I'm an expert at it, because I'm not very much trying to figure it out myself right now. I feel like one day I'm on the right track, the next day maybe I'm not. So, but I think it's just prioritizing, you know, that time for your family. So that is, you know, where most of the energy is given. And I know over the years, for a long time, I'd come home from work and I would just be exhausted, where my wife didn't get the best of me, because I just had talked to people all day and just needed silence to a degree. Whereas now I'm conscious of, I want to come home and be energetic and be with the kids and be rolling around and be laughing and bring the energy to the household. But to do that, I've had to be mindful of, I need to keep getting fitter, keep looking at what I'm eating, try and prioritize sleep. So that is a priority. And then also when it comes to friends and family, making that time and making sure it's impactful and enjoyable, as opposed to can't, you know, good thing. I've got a family that I'm at home with. I can't just go on down to the pub every single night whenever I choose. But when I do see a friend or a family member, what are we doing? You know, how's it memorable? Yeah, and I think just continuing to make sure that those all those things in your life are in harmony, as opposed to trying to balance out. I think if we can find that mix, they all complement one another and they all help one another. Yeah, that includes that work. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think like balance for me is always something's got to give out. And I don't want that. I want to try and have everything in harmony where all of it complements one another, and I'm doing the best I can in all that aspects.
Yeah.
It'd be a tricky one. I think for you, it'll be that adjustment. You know, you are a very, very social person. You play your sports.
Always busy, yeah, man.
Always busy. That's gonna be every time I talk to you. And you still can be all those things. You just figure out for you and for Darce and young Keithy what's going to work.
Yeah, or choosing the most important, like you said, experience.
Mm.
Whether it's, all right, I'm not going to go down with the to the pub with the boys this afternoon. I'm going to spend time with the family. Then tomorrow we're doing a run. So that's another big thing. Like, you're looking forward to that more than doing other things, I guess.
Just slightly tweaks.
Yeah, well, tomorrow we've got another run, second one.
Yeah.
Second run on the board. I'm pretty keen, eh? I've been looking forward to it all week, mate.
It was good fun. It was good fun last week.
Yeah, like, great time.
I'm hoping tomorrow you actually just let it go. And,
well, I like running with you, Bart. Nah, that's the thing.
I'm the anchor slowing you down.
I enjoy it, Bart.
You just get stuck in and then we'll catch up at the end and talk about it.
Yeah, but it's the experience of doing it together, man. Like, true. I said to you, I could go run 10Ks at home by myself and it's... I don't enjoy it.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm doing it with you, it pushes me. I feel like I'm pushing... Like, you got your best time last week doing it with me, so...
Didn't want to fall off your hip too far.
Yeah, but I'm happy for you to slow down, and I look at you and I go, all right, we're going to... How long do we need? And then we can step it up again and keep going.
Yeah.
So, I really enjoy running with
you. I have a couple of PBs tomorrow.
I hope so, yeah.
Yeah. I took 2 minutes off my last PB when we did that course.
We're cracking 31? Reckon we get sub 31?
Yeah, I reckon sub 31. Or I reckon we even push sub 30 tomorrow.
Oh, jeez.
Daddy's feeling good. Okay. Daddy's feeling loose.
That's good.
Yeah.
You're going to be gliding?
Plenty of ticker.
Get those calves gliding?
I think so. I'll listen to your advice around activating the glutes going uphill.
You went for a run during the week too.
Yeah, yeah. I was on the way back from the pub. Went to a quick bite with a fellow dad after dinner and chatted all things life and work and whatnot. And then ran home from there, which was cool. It was nice and close to home. So 6.5K, I think, after dinner.
I thought it was further. Like, looking at it on the map, it always tricks you, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think when I left, I thought it was going to be like 8.5 or even 9. And I told Mon I'll be, you know, an hour or so. But it was a lot shorter.
Yeah.
A couple of back streets, which is good.
Good time. And a bit of an incline at the end too.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm feeling, I don't know, maybe naively confident headed tomorrow.
It's good, mate. How do you go on a full belly? Because you don't usually eat when you run.
Oh, tough stuff.
It's usually early morning, so you want banana or something? Where?
Yeah, tough stuff.
Where'd you go?
I had a steak, so I was cautious and didn't have a beer. Bit of water.
Yeah. Oh, mate, the beer would have ruined it.
Yeah, couldn't do it.
Oh, fuck. Couldn't do it. You'd be sucking the big one for a beer, man.
Oh, 100%. When we did the Husky Half back in September, it was like a group of blokes set up at the front of their house on the beach there. And they had like a drink station, but it wasn't like waters and Powerades. It was bottles of Prosecco and, you know, Great Northern cans and whatever else. There was genuinely people that would run past, crack them open, all the lads would cheer and cheer them on.
Oh, that's gold.
They're drinking that halfway through the half marathon. I was like, can't do that.
That's gold.
Yeah.
How long was there to go? About 8Ks in and shot.
Yeah, 100%.
Far out, 8Ks in.
And they were all gone when I came back for the second loop. No alcohol left, so everyone got stuck into it. At least 10 or so months.
Mate. Lucky they're mid-strength.
Yeah. And this is at like 8 a.m. in the morning too.
It's going to be a battle.
That was good stuff. Yeah.
Are you going to do the Husky Half again this year?
Yeah, definitely.
We're going to do the Shell Harbour one.
We're signed up. Run Shell Harbour.
April?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. We're done. April 14th. Signed up. Keen to go.
First race for you? Get that medal around the neck?
First race. First 10 plus run for me that I think I've ever done.
Mm.
So I'm keen for it. It's not about finishing quick either.
No. What did the interest for running come about?
To push myself back to what I was, I think.
Yeah,
because I used to do it just for fitness, and I was sending the times during the week, and I had some cracker times. And I look back now, like I sent you the comparison, and it motivates me now.
Yeah, but you know you can get to that.
Yeah, I know I can get to that, but I just, it's with age too. You're like, is it, you're not going to be as fast as you were when I was 22, 23.
Yeah.
Like that was still 4 or 5 years ago. Yeah. So
you could be, but.
Could be. Could yeah. Be. Yeah. But yeah, if we're still young, yeah. It's not like we're 40 looking back to comparing when we were 20.
No.
So, well, mate, hopefully when we're 40, we're still striding.
Yeah, we might even be better again.
Austin will be joining us. Keith will be joining us. Big fella. We'll be the anchors, mate. It'll be both of us. Well, they'll be the anchors.
One of the two.
They'll be the anchors and we're at the front.
Yeah. Hurry up. I like that. That's like my dad now when I go for a run with him.
Good.
He's great. Yeah, I just right behind him.
Beautiful stuff.
Slows me down.
How's he been with the whole running stuff and enjoying it? Like, he's getting involved too, eh?
Dad, yeah. He's always done running. And I think, like, now that I'm at that sort of, I don't know, call it mature age, it's like, oh, what can I do for fitness and health and to look after myself whilst it also be enjoyable and be able to kick goals and things like that. Being able to do that with him is really, really cool.
Mm.
And I think he'd probably look back, he hasn't said this by any means, but maybe one day we'll talk about it over a beer. I used to go and support him and have the signs at the races, go dad, and that sort of stuff.
So he's done a few maras, man.
Maras, hundreds, everything.
Yeah. Jeez, what a web.
Yeah. And I think the fact that he's done some of those with me now, he loves it.
And it gives you motivation to do it with your kids, eh?
Yeah, definitely. And I think importantly too, it was just a great way of like getting some mental health time to myself and be able to clock out for 20, 30 minutes and worry about the pain I'm feeling whilst running or
as opposed
to anything else.
I wouldn't even call it clocking out. I'm sitting there in the devil's paradise punishing myself. Hey, I'm just like, we're still going. All right, 10 more Ks. Imagine that. Oh, yeah. That's going to be juicy at we do the full marathon.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine like you've done the ultra. That was gone.
Yeah.
That was big for me to do the ultra.
Yeah, it was good stuff.
Pushing the body.
Very, very, very tough stuff. But another one where it's like, you've done it, feels good. What can I do next?
Yeah, you push yourself to the next thing.
Yeah. And like you look back,
And you're going
9 months.
You're going for distance though. You're not going for time, eh?
No, I don't even care about the time. Mm. Yeah.
See, I think that's where I'm kind of keen to settle on, like, not going towards, I could do it under 5 or under 4 or whatever it is, and just going, all right, let's just see if we can make the distance. That's why, like you said before, I'm keen for you to run ahead and just leave it. Like, I'm not trying to aim for the quick.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not trying to run a marathon. I'm not trying to get the best time under 5Ks, under 10Ks, under 20Ks. Like, I'm just trying to run the marathon.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's a big thing to look at as well. Don't worry about your times.
That's one of your big goals for September, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. 100%.
You have Keith there when you cross the finish line.
Yeah, that'd be gun, eh? still scary to look to.
Yeah, 100%.
Like we said, it's just something that you're not used to now.
Mm.
And you wouldn't have it any other way, would you?
Not at all. And I think that's the best part is like every day and every week, that's my favourite part of every day and every week. Whereas in the past, it was other things. So
I saw something last night, and there's this guy, he must be so, he's construction, he must be in construction as well as other bits and pieces, but he could do everything. He could cook, he could do, like, he made this friggin' cubby house out of just a bed sheet for these kids, and they were out of school, so it must be a stay-at-home dad or something, and he put it over the dining table and drew on this big sheet, cut it all out, did everything. The kids come home and they were just stoked and over the moon about it, man. Like, it looks sick.
That sort of stuff's very exciting.
Oh, it's just heartwarming, isn't it? Like, I can imagine it motivates me to do shit like that.
I can see you being someone like that, creating things and building things. And
my missus would get the shit, eh?
A tree house in your backyard. Oh, shame you cut down all the trees, but
hey, we've got one left. That'll
there
be
you
soon.
Go. That could be a tree house tree. But yeah, I can see you 100% doing that, being like that.
Something to look forward to anyway.
It's funny, like, I feel like I said this when we were in the hospital still after they were born, like, at some point for whatever reason, a day or two in, just natural like instincts kick in. Like, you don't need to be shown how to do those sort of things we're talking about at the start. Like, it just, I don't know, it comes naturally. You feel like you know how to hold them or to, for me anyway.
It seems like through everything that the mother, like, I don't know, mother seems more natural and the males are kind of like in limbo until a certain point and you're like, okay, I'm getting it now, if you commit.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's
all takes effort. All takes you put in that time and care and wanting to be involved and be a part of it all.
So. Yeah, definitely, that's a big thing. But anyway, there's something that we've got to do too. Here we go. Wait, we got this. I came up with this today. So I found this thing online. Questions and answers. Oh bloody hell! I may as well start again. Are you ready to be a dad? So obviously,
this is your preparation.
You're not. I can't read these. Like I'm not reading you the questions. You can read them to me.
Yeah.
Because it's stuff that that you've obviously already been through. Let's see how we go. A little Q&A. See how good I go.
I'll read through them now. All right. So this is going to give you a score at the end. This is going to be good. All right. Are you ready to be a dad? Pistol Pez. How long should you let your newborn cry at night before picking them up?
Oh, geez.
1 minute, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, or until he stops?
Oh, it's definitely not A or D. Let's go 10 minutes.
Yep.
Let's lock in 10 minutes, Eddie.
How many times a day does the average newborn need to feed?
I think you said it before. Every 3 hours. So 3 hours divided by 24. Is that 8? Is that one of the answers? It's not.
Well, one of the options was 8 to 15 hours. Yeah, so we're looking that one.
We're looking that one.
What's the number one never leave home without item you should bring for an afternoon at the park with your 6-month-old? A, your phone. B, a muslin or soft cloth. 3, the video camera. A nappy and soft toys.
Oh, nappy and soft toys.
A few good, like a few prerequisites there, I'd say.
I'd say nappy and soft toys.
Yeah, they're separate though.
What's a baby? What's a 6-month-year-old baby doing at a park? You're gonna jump on the swing.
Down the slide, mate.
Doing
nappy.
Oh, I'd say nappy. Yeah.
If you want to buy your 9-month-old new clothes, what size should you buy? 6 to 9 months, 10 to 16 pounds, 12 to 18 months, small.
Is it 10 to 16? Oh, it's hard. 10 to 16 pounds. What's pounds? I don't even know. Lock that one in.
Lock that one in.
They're going to grow.
So you reckon you buy clothes based on weight?
I think so, yeah.
Chuck them on the scales before you get them a new
every
shirt.
Every day, mate. You're going to feed him more. You're a thick boy.
What sort of present would your partner turned mum appreciate the most? A, an outfit for the baby. B, a bouquet of flowers. C, a voucher to pamper herself with a facial, massage or manicure.
C, for sure. That's a... Who's going to answer that? Darcy?
Darcy, do you want to answer that one first when we see her? I don't know what this means. I'm not ready to be a dad. What do Graco, Perego and McLaren all have in common?
Their cars.
Is that These are the options. They were heroes in World War One. They make pasta and tomato sauce. They make sturdy pushchairs. Or they are makers of fine wine.
Sturdy pushchairs.
I'd assume so. It's a baby quiz. Related quiz.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Which of these should you use to clean your baby's umbilical cord? Rubbing alcohol, anesthetic, plain water or mild unperfumed soap or baby shampoo?
I have no idea. Plain water? I don't know, dude. Hit me with that question. Let's get back to the... what the park? What are we taking to the park?
Yeah, at the park question. Which of these words just don't belong? Doula, baby grow, pixel, swaddle.
Pixel. Pixel probably belongs with a doula.
Oh my God. Where should the baby sit in the car when you bring him home from the hospital? A, on your partner's lap. B, in an infant car seat facing forward. C, in an infant car seat facing backwards.
100% is backwards. Lock that in.
What's Lock that in?
Yeah. Can't be fair. Oh, actually, it might be on Darcy's part. You're right. Definitely facing backwards.
What should you always bring your partner when she breastfeeds? A, a glass of water. B, a magazine. C, her favourite beer. Or D, her phone or tablet. Who made these questions? Darcy made these questions?
Yeah, it'd be a tequila. It wouldn't be a beer.
Yeah. Where's the margaritas?
It'd be the water, I reckon.
Glass of water?
Yeah, let's lock that in.
What's the average amount of time it takes for a baby to sleep through the night? A, 3 weeks. B, 3 months. C, 12 months. Or D, 2 years?
To sleep through the night? Yeah. What was the question, sorry?
What's the average amount of time it takes for the baby to sleep through the night?
I have no idea. What was it?
At what age they start sleeping through the night?
Oh, at what age?
On average.
Oh. It's around 8 months?
That wasn't an option.
What's the under?
3 weeks, 3 months, 12 months, or two years?
Go 12 months.
Go 12 months?
Yeah.
Done. Baby blues refers to songs women sing in the delivery room. B, a woman's sadness and moodiness after giving birth. Or C, infant Chelsea supporters.
A.
Baby blues. That's so good. Did you say A?
Yeah.
Songs women sing in the delivery room.
It's just like... there's a band in there and they're just singing songs. Oh, and imagine that. Oh, I didn't know about this. You just start tapping away with them.
I can't wait for Darcy to be about to give birth and you go, hey, where are the baby blues?
We need some baby blues.
Where are the baby blues?
Hey, Google, play baby blues.
Oh, my God. Your partner is so sleep deprived that she can't see straight. You, A, call your mother. B, ask your mother-in-law to come for a visit. C, offer to do the 2 a.m. feeding. Or D, hire a night nurse.
2 a.m. feeding, dude. Rip into that.
It's a bit of a obvious case scenario, that one.
Mm.
And the last one. What's the recommended position for sleeping babies? On their tummy, on their side, on their back, or in their car seat?
I'd say on their back.
On their back?
Mm.
All right.
How do you think you would have gone with that?
Fine.
Yeah, see? Jeez.
I'm my dad, that's
yeah,
fine.
That's the
you learn these stuff along the way.
Is it on their back?
Oh, it gives you some answers. Let me yell out some of the more controversial ones. I thought I'd give you an overall score, but I'm going to say you're ready to be a dad.
Oh, we're locked in. Hear that? We're ready to go.
Your results are good, but still plenty of room for more baby knowledge. That's what it says. Your newborn, you should let it sleep for... Sorry, let it cry before picking up at night. Less than 1 minute.
Oh, really?
Don't let it lie there, getting all worked up for 5 to 10 minutes.
Is that controversial?
Yeah, some people you think you just let them settle themselves, but the app and my experience so far is... pick them up, settle them,
you'd calm be able things to tell down quicker. Cries,
yeah. And for the most part, they just want a dummy or they're hot or comfort. A nappy change or
yeah, okay.
Like it's normally something where it's an easy settle.
Awesome.
Everyone will be different though. I'm sure there's some people out there having a tough time with
babies. I'm sitting that don't on sleep. The lounge. Darcy's outside doing something. Baby's been crying for 10 minutes. No, that's only been 9, babe. It's all just good. Wait. We're going to wait for one more.
Just wait.
And then we'll get into
it. It's going to be resilient. you were right, 8 to 15 times for feeding. You should take a nappy to the park.
Beautiful stuff.
Definitely. I reckon you could also take yourself to it. I think you should have your phone, emergencies, things like that. Mm. If you want to buy your 9-month-old new clothes, what size should you buy? The answer's not 10 to 16 pounds.
I don't know what pounds is, dude.
It's that's a weight.
Yeah, no, I understand.
You're not
going to
like measure, like chuck them on the scales before you decide true, what.
What size are them?
12 to 18 months.
Okay. How old is the baby?
9 months. So it literally says, try this trick when buying clothes.
Growing into them.
A 3-month-old will typically fit comfortably in a 6-month size and have space to grow.
This is where I'll be coming to you for advice, mate.
Unless your baby is the 95th percentile, in which case, Austin, my son, is the 97th percentile for both height and weight.
Thick boy.
As a fun fact, yeah. And he was born 4 weeks early. Imagine if he went full term. You were right about the present for Darcy. She wants that massage. Maybe that's the birthday gift you can get for her.
Could be.
Could be from you. Could be from a professional. I don't know which you'd prefer. Plain water was correct for the umbilical cord question. The word that doesn't belong is pixel. You've nailed a fair few here.
I'm on one.
Yeah, the car seat should be in the back seat facing backward. In case no one knew that one.
Ah, it's not obvious. Shouldn't say that. Some guys might not know that. You never know.
It's true. We're all learning together here. Mm-hmm. What should you bring to a partner who's breastfeeding? A glass of water. Women who breastfeed need lots of water, as it takes extra fluids to produce breast milk.
Fair.
I reckon they'd also appreciate.
Yeah, I reckon she would
their phone that. Or a magazine.
Yeah, or a tequila.
Yeah, but you're
if
not
she's
supposed
not breastfeeding,
to.
Sorry. Yeah. Bugger it.
What's the average amount it takes for a baby to sleep through the night? It's 3 months, not 12 months. Should be music to your ears. You don't have to wait a whole year from May.
I wasn't sure with that one.
But again, every
eight.
No doubt everyone's different. So.
Yeah, it'd be different for sure.
Baby blues. You thought the baby blues referred to songs women sing in the delivery room.
That's the... Hey Google.
It's not, but I do encourage you on birthing
imagine
day.
That
birthing day, I reckon you should request it. Where's the baby blues? Let's go.
Maybe in the car on the way to the hospital.
Get the baby blues going.
Baby blues, man.
I've always referred to Monique's eyes as her baby blues. So, the answer is a woman's sadness and moodiness after giving birth.
Okay.
About half of all new mums experience that.
That's a process in itself, isn't it? Which we'll touch base on later. Obviously, being there for your partner once she gives birth, and maybe when Darcy's closer, we can chat about that in the potty.
Definitely,
that'd be great.
Be a great one.
What to expect?
Yeah.
Maybe get another dad on here or something. Get the two different experiences. You never know. Yeah.
100%. You should absolutely offer to do the 2 a.m. feeding, and the baby should be sleeping on their back. Although both of mine now are sleeping on their tummies. So they won't sleep unless they're on their tummies. So that was concerning at first. There were a few sleepless nights where I was waking up in a panic. But now they're
good from there.
Very comfortable. Head goes to the side. They're old enough now they can crawl around. And
the old hand mark on the face.
Yeah, the old hand mark on the face. Get a few of them. It's very cute.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. It's good, good quiz, mate.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Good way to end our first episode.
Yeah. End with some positive results.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, well, let's round it out and see you again next Friday.
Can't wait.
Let's do it.
Can you hear how the Bucks goes?